brought to Perek Shlishi, the third chapter of Hilchas Tefillah, the laws of prayer. In most standard Rambams, this will be on Yud Gimel, Amud Beis. Halacha Aleph. Tefillas HaShachar mitzvos HaShiyachzal L'spal Imanetz HaChama. The morning prayer, the mitzvah is to start davening it, to pray, when the sun rises. Zmana, and the time extends, Atzov Shor Revius, until the end of the fourth hour, Shishlishis HaYom, in other words, one third of the day. If he purposely prayed later, or made a mistake and prayed between the fourth hour, that is one third of the day, and noon, he fulfills the obligation of prayer, but he has not fulfilled the obligation of praying in its proper time. Just as prayer in itself is a commandment of the Torah, so it is a rabbinic mitzvah to pray in its proper time, as the sages and the prophets instituted halacha beis. For Amarnu, we've already said, that the afternoon prayer, its time was instituted to parallel the afternoon daily sacrifice. Since the afternoon sacrifice used to be brought every day at 9.5 hours, in other words, 2.5 hours before night, tiknu zmana mitashas umachza. So they instituted that the time of the mincha should be from 9.5 hours of the day onward. V'nikreis mincha ktana. This is known as the small mincha. L'fisha b'erev ha-pesach shechol yis b'erev Shabbos. Hayushofnis atamid b'sheish shos ha-machza. In Friday, they used to slaughter the tamid at 6.5 hours, which is the earliest you can possibly do it. And they did this. The reason for this was that the Pesach sacrifice had to be brought and roasted and completed before it was Shabbos, because that night was Shabbos, and you can't roast it on Shabbos, so it would have to be done beforehand, so they wanted to leave a maximum amount of time. So first they'd bring the Talmud, and then everyone would slaughter the Pesach sacrifice. So, therefore, Amru, they said, since on some occasions the Talmud was brought early, therefore the sages said, Shemispal me'achar she'shos ha'matzah yotzeh, if you pray after 6.5 hours of the day, in other words, a half hour afternoon, you fulfill your obligation. Once this time arrives, the time of the obligation of mincha arrives. This is known as the great mincha, because it's a longer period of time. Halacha Gimel. Nagu anoshim harbe, many people have the custom, l'spala gedola ktana, to pray both the great mincha and the small mincha. V'achas rishus. Now one of these is voluntary. Some of the Gaonim taught that it's not proper to have in mind that it should be a voluntary prayer, except for the Mincha Gedola. This seems reasonable in the din, because the Mincha Gedola corresponds to something that's not regular every day. Usually the afternoon sacrifice was brought later. If he did have in mind when he prayed the Mincha Gedola that this should be his obligation, he shouldn't pray mincha ktana except as a voluntary prayer, since the fact is you do fulfill your obligation with mincha gedola, and you have that in mind. Therefore, if you want to do the ktana, you have in mind that it should be a voluntary prayer. Halacha dat. Halamatosh is man mincha gedola m'shei shos ha-machza, ateisha shos ha-machza. We've learned that the time of mincha gedola starts after 6.5 hours and extends till 9.5 hours. Zman mincha ktana, the time of the small mincha, miteisha shos u'machza, from 9.5 hours, ad shisharem in a yom shor revia, until 1.25 hours of the day are left. V'yesh lo l'spalalo such a tishka chama, and you can pray mincha ktana until the sun sets. The Kesef Mishnah explains that the Rambam here is explaining two different views and saying that you can follow either one. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the mincha ktana extends only till plaga mincha, till a half of the mincha, in other words, 1.25 hour before sunset. According to the rabbis, it extends all the way till sunset. And so the Rambam is showing both views over here. And as the Gemara says, you can follow either view. Halacha hei. Tfilas ha-musaf m'zmana achat tfilas ha-shachar. The musaf prayer is after the morning prayer, Ad sheva shos b'yom, until 7 hours of the day. In other words, 1 hour after noon. But mispalel osach sheva shos, if you pray after the seventh hour, afal pi shepasha, even though you were negligent, yotzidei chavasa, you fulfill your obligation. But meshes mana kol yom, because its time is actually all day. Halacha vav, filas erev afal pi shenachova, the evening prayer, even though it's not obligatory, mispalel osach. So you pray it from the beginning of the night until dawn. The Filas Ne'ila, the prayer of Ne'ila, Zmana Kedish Yashem Osa Samach Hashkia Sachama. Its time is, so you should finish it close to the setting of the sun. Chazayin, Spalot Tefila Kodem Zmana. If you pray any of these prayers before the appointed time, or Yotzidei Chavaso, he does not fulfill his obligation. B'chozim mispalel, he has to repeat and pray again, osa of that prayer, b'zmane, in its proper time. If you pray the morning prayer in an emergency, after dawn, before sunrise, he does fulfill his obligation. It is permitted to pray the evening prayer of Friday night before the sun sets. Similarly, you can pray the evening prayer after Shabbos on Saturday night, Shabbos evening, before the sun sets. Why? Because the evening prayer is voluntary and you're not so careful in its time. The Kesef Mishnah explains that this would be true for any night, not just Friday night and Saturday night. The reason the Rambam uses these nights is because these are explicitly mentioned in the Gemara, but in fact, you could pray any night before the sun sets, because you could follow the view of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the evening prayer may be prayed after Mincha ends. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mincha ends 1.25 hours after the Shkia, and therefore you can pray the evening prayer once it's 1.25 hours and closer to the sunset. Ubalvad, but the Rambam says, even though you can pray the evening prayer early, that's provided Sheyikra Kriya Shema Bezmana Achatz Hesek Achavim, that he reads the Shema in its proper time, after the stars come out. Another Ravid objects, and he says, it's not right to pray Ma'ariv early, except unless if there's a great need. The reason is, you have to say the blessing of the Shema, which ends Gal Yisrael, and right afterwards you should pray, without any interruption. Now, according to the Ravid, if you're praying Ma'ariv early, you're saying Shemoneh Esrei early, you cannot say the Shema and its blessings. You have to say them later, after the stars come out. Therefore, you would be doing Shemoneh Esrei first, and saying the blessing of Gal Yisrael afterwards, and that shouldn't be done except in an emergency. The Kesef Mishnah holds that the Rambam could very well agree with what the Ravid says, that this shouldn't be done except in an emergency, because of the same reason that the Ravid says. And the reason the Rambam doesn't mention this is because he's not talking here about the laws of putting the blessing of Geula next to prayer. He's talking about when you can daven Ma'ariv and when you can't. And the fact is that you can daven Ma'ariv at that time. Therefore, he says that you can. Moreover, the Migdal Oz holds that the expression v'yeshlo, and he can, implies that if it's necessary, not that l'chadchil in the first place you should do so, because the Rambam would agree with the Ravid that this is only when it's a difficult situation or an emergency. Halacha ches, kol mi sha'avar alav zman tefilah v'lo ispalel b'mezid ein lo takana v'eino mishalem. If the time of prayer passed and you did not pray, if this was done on purpose, there is no rectification for this, you can't make up for it. B'shogeg, if it was by accident, or in other words, through forgetting or something, or shaya anus, or he was forced not to pray, or tarud, he was very busy with something and he missed it, he makes up for the prayer that he missed in the time of the prayer that follows it. First you pray the prayer whose proper time it is, and then you pray the make prayer. How so? If he made a mistake and he did not pray the morning prayer, and half the day has passed already, you should pray the afternoon prayer twice. The first one counts for the prayer of Mincha. And the second one is the make-up for the morning prayer. If you made a mistake and you did not pray Mincha, until the sunset, you should pray the evening prayer twice. The first prayer is the evening prayer. Ushniya, the second Shmoneh Esrei, is the Tashlumi Mincha, the makeup for the Mincha. Tavalos Palal Arvus Hachal Amud HaShachar, if you made a mistake, he didn't pray the evening prayer until it's dawn. Mispal Shachar Shtayim, then he prays the morning prayer twice. Rishon HaShachris, the first prayer accounts for the morning. Ushniya Tashlumi Arvus, and the second one is the makeup for the evening prayer. Halacha Yud. If he made a mistake and he missed two prayers, let's say Mishachris and Mincha, he can only make up for the last one. The Rambam gives this example. He made a mistake, he didn't pray the morning or the afternoon prayer. He prays the evening prayer twice. Mishona Arvis, the first one counts for the Mayrib. The last one, Tashlumi Mincha, is the makeup for the Mincha. But the morning prayer he has no make up for. Because that time has already passed. The same would be true of any other prayers. Now the Ravid argues and he says, I see the opinion of the Rambam that he could only make up the mistake that's next to it, and it was the immediate prayer following it. Therefore he says that in such a case where he missed Shachos and Mincha, he can't make up for the morning because its time has passed. But as Yechidus Yizu, this is an individual opinion. Since the Rambam saw the Gemara gives the makeup one next to the other, Shachos to Mincha, from Mincha to Arvis, or from Mincha to the evening prayer, from the Arvis to Shachos, or from the evening to the morning. I don't say this is forbidden or permitted. And I hold that if he wants to make up for it, he can make up for it. If he remembered the prayer that was next to it and he didn't make up for his mistake, and then he wants to make up later, in other words, let's say he missed Shachris by mistake, but he didn't make up for it in Mincha, now he wants to make up for it in Ma'ariv, there the Ravid would agree, that he could not make up for it, because he purposely nullified it. He knew that he should have made it up Mincha, even though the mistake was in Shachris, but now at Mincha he knows. So he purposely waited till Ma'ariv, then even the Ravid agrees that he cannot make it up. Nearly it also appears to me, all of these makeups are only together with a prayer that's in its proper time. In other words, let's say you forgot Shachris. You don't daven Mincha and then a few hours later daven a makeup for Shachris. Since you're already davening Mincha, then you continue with a prayer and you make up for the Shachris as well, immediately after the Mincha. The commentaries all point out that almost all of the authorities agree with the Rambam that you cannot make up more than one prayer time. If you miss two, you can't make that up. If you had two prayers in front of you, Mincha and Musaf, first you should pray Mincha, and then you should pray on Musaf. Because Mincha is a more regular prayer, and the more regular prayer should come first. Now, the question is, sometimes, ordinarily, Musaf is said before Mincha time. But on Yom Kippur, when the prayers are long, many times it comes out that Musaf comes out when it's already Mincha time. And according to what the Rambam just said, we should pray Mincha first and then Musaf. So the Rambam says, V'yesh mi shemara she'nosen b'tzibur kein k'desh lo yitu. Some people say that in the congregation, you shouldn't do this in order not to make a mistake. In other words, this would answer that question about the custom on Yom Kippur, that even though it's past the time for Mincha already, you still daven Musa first, because in a congregation, if people see you davening Mincha first, they would think that Mincha always comes before Musa. Whereas, as an individual, if Musa came out in the time of Mincha already, then you should daven Mincha first. The Kesef Mishnah suggests that even on Yom Kippur, you should try to daven early enough so that you get to the Musa before the time of Mincha, and thus avoiding this problem altogether.